You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Finishing things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelmy, and the big news of the day, the Browns orange and brown scrimmage. This is something I meant to ask you about earlier. Do you think that they'll just orange and brown will be offense, defense, or do you think it will be split up into, you know, teams where you have the first team, you mix it up a little bit?
I think it was offense, defense last year, wasn't it?
Right, but they're saying they're changing it.
If I were trying to put forth an entertaining and productive product, meaning to get something out of this scrimmage, but also to be very entertaining.
Yeah.
I would think, you know, essentially drafting those teams strategically with Coach Pettine and his coordinators to create those teams. The only thing that may keep it offense and defense is the quality of work that they would get, because that would mean Joe Thomas, maybe if he partakes, going full speed without Joel Bitonio next to him as guard because he's playing for the other team, or so on and so forth. You know, Josh McCown having Bo, but Hartline and Hawkins are playing for, you know, with Johnny's team on the other side. And so does that negate the growth that you need to have in training camp with the rapport that you're building, with the trust factor, and so on and so forth? So for that reason, and because I'm sure Mike Pettine is not saying, well, it's got to be entertaining. That's not where he's leading out. It's like, I got to see these things from my team and these guys specifically, and they're going to be playing with and next to the guys that they will potentially play with in those preseason games and potentially the regular season.
So would you say, for example, the orange team would have the first team offense and the second team defense?
Yeah.
And the other team would have the first team defense and the second team
Correct.
Offense?
Correct. It's going to be – the groups have to play together now that we think it through. Yeah. Fun and entertaining would be drafting it up. Would be cool.
So
you know, that's like – let's do a pickup game of flag right now, you know. But then it's also – would you hate to see – and I don't want to name any names, but a backup center or guard get – play next to Bitonio and get him hurt and be the reason why he's hurt. You know what I mean?
You can't have that.
So those types of things. So for that reason, as entertaining as it would be, I think it's just going to be the first team offense with the second team defense. And like you said,
see, I don't know if they'll, the only what I wonder if, cause you have guys who might be quote unquote second teamers that are going to sub in sub packages with the first team. And then they could be in the brown. And
yeah.
They need to
it's
going to
be offense
the orange
defense. Yeah. It has to be.
I think it's what
and I think be. Also too, to come out of it also too. There you go.
There it is.
Also,
take
I believe
drink.
That Mike Pettine is truly going to want to have a great result coming out of this to catapult them into the preseason games. Therefore, he's going to push them to the limit, you know, in their groupings.
That'll do it for us. Thank you to Andrew Gribble. Heard from Dante Whitner as well. We heard from the great Richard Stuffington of
Thank
the Jort Report. So a lot of fun today. We'll be back tomorrow wrapping up the week here. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. For Jason Stats Gibbs, Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
See ya.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.